You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis is set to receive 27 European Union heads of state and government at a private audience in the Vatican's Sala Regia this evening. Britain's Theresa May will not be amongst them as she prepares to trigger Brexit in just 4 days' time. The encounter takes place on the eve of the 60th anniversary of the signing of the Treaties of Rome. The treaties are considered to be the foundation acts of the European community. Leaders will be joined at the audience by representatives of EU institutions. These include Donald Tusk, President of the European Council, Jean-Claude Juncker, President of the European Commission, and Antonio Tajani, President of the European Parliament. Tajani spoke to Vatican Radio about the significance of the EU leaders' meeting with Pope Francis.
The meeting with the Pope is very important for everybody. The Pope is a very important man, not only for the Christian people, but also for everybody. His message during his speech in front of the European Parliament was a very clear, very important message. We need to change Europe, but in the same time, we need to strengthen Europe. This is also our message during the signature of the agreement between the 27 member states and the European Commission, European Council and the European Parliament. I will underline the importance of the European Union for the future. We need to change, but we need to strengthen the European Union because it's impossible to compete at global level with China, India, Russia, USA without our unity. As Italy, as Germany, as France, it's impossible to do it. We need to stay all together.
In this context, what do you think about the Brexit strategy?
Brexit, unfortunately, is not a good solution for Europe, but now we need to work for this divorce, and after the divorce, we need to achieve an agreement between the European Union and the United Kingdom. Of course, it's not the same to be member of the European Union or to be outside the European Union. In our engagement, the most important point is to strengthen the European citizens' rights in the next years.
One of the most important problems in Europe is the terrorism. What about this?
We need to work all together. For the terrorism, the borders are not a problem. For us, today is a problem. We need better cooperation between the different civil services, between judges, between police. If you want to back our democracy, our freedom, we need to work all together. But of course, it's important, don't change our model of life. Europe is democracy. Democracy and freedom are stronger than ISIS and Daesh and the terrorism.
And what do you wish for the future of Europe?
I am optimistic, but we need to work for a better Europe. We need to change, of course, but it's a mistake to kill the European Union. We need a new dream for young people. We need a strong engagement against illegal immigration, against terrorism, in favor of growth. We need more jobs, first of all, for young people.